Hello, respected viewers. This video will set out why I oppose Reform United Kingdom, this party. Now, as a broad-minded person, I have thought about it, that party. I'm tempted. There are things that I agree with them on. Occasionally, I admire them. But overall, I dislike them. Nigel Farage is bad news. And he has been the face of the Eurosceptic movement of the United Kingdom for a quarter of a century, been campaigning for that cause since 1992. And whether you love him or loathe him, surely you have to hand it to Nigel Farage for his indefatigability. He kept going. He was seen as an absolute lunatic fringe idea in 1993, leaving the European Union. That's when support for EU membership was at its height, was over 70%. It was never, ever going to happen. He could give us every waking moment to this, and it wasn't going to happen. And he made it happen by sheer bloody mindedness. Now, I'm not so narrow-minded as to think that the Liberal Democrats or Labour never have good ideas. You know, in Republic of Ireland, I realise that all parties have good ideas, bad ideas, and so on. Or that the party I support or vote for has never got it wrong, doesn't have more than its fair share of liars, and things like that. And so, yeah, sometimes I've even wondered about crossing the Tiber, as it were, but it's not going to happen. There's a lot that's wrong with Reform United Kingdom. And I know that they appear to be making the weather at the moment. So I know there's obviously the strategic consideration of that splits the anti-Labour vote. And that's the reason why Labour might win next time, because, you know, their opposition is divided. Now, the trouble is that one can be turned on its head, as Reform UK is going to be bigger than the Conservatives. So people say, well, to stop Labour, got to vote Reform UK. But not just tactical reasons. So their anti-immigration stance is excessive. I mean, I'm not against immigration. I'm against too much immigration. Saying, you know, that they'll bring it to net zero, like a full nightclub. Only one can come only in if one someone else has gone out. But they said with exemptions for key occupations, even they recognize it's going to have to be net immigration, because we're not going to get enough care home workers or farm laborers. The very keen people the Labour's keen to block. Care home workers, which are desperately needed, and British citizens seem to be unwilling to do this in any significant number. So they just got their bee in their bonnet about immigration, freezing it. They would be unfair on people who want to bring in foreign spouses. And actually, the Conservatives began that. So you can only bring in your foreign husband or wife. You only earn over 38 grand. Labour's continued that, which is unfair. So anyway, there's a sort of pie in the sky economics. It is like Liz Truss Mark II, slashing taxes. Of course, I'd like lower taxes. You have to be a pervert to want to pay tax. So it just doesn't add up. So they're going to promise the earth and just not deliver it. So it is unfeasible what they're saying they'll do. And their anti-scientific approach to climate change. Now, the scientific consensus has been clear for decades. Climate change is happening. It is principally anthropogenic, and yes, it is injurious to us, and we need to do something about it. And these are hard choices. Of course, I would like to be able to pollute as much as I want without having any repercussions for us, but it does have some negative consequences for us. So politicians have to find the moral courage to tell us we're going to have to live less well. And it's an unpopular message. People are not very receptive to us. We're going to have to drive less, fly less, have smaller houses and not heat them so much, have more insulation, just wear more clothes inside in the winter. We're going to have to buy fewer items because that represents the use of energy. Your cotton t-shirt that was, you know, hydrocarbons used for the tractor, which harvested it, and for the factory which turned the cotton into a t-shirt, and the ship, train, truck which transported it, even the shop was on display, was using electricity, which is mostly by burning hydrocarbons. So just had to buy fewer items, still buy things, we just can't waste them as we did before. And obviously that's unpopular. So and it's true that if we polluted the planet more, we would get slightly richer, but that wouldn't be worth it in the long run. It's not worth it if we're poisoning the planet. So they're being against net zero. Now, obviously, I think the net zero target is too soon. Is it 2060? The United Kingdom's minimum reach that might have been put back by 10 years or something like that. And I don't think the economic dividend they said they'd get from scrapping net zero is as high as it is. So Nigel Farage, his Trumpism is deeply distasteful. He went along to endorse Trump, lied about having endorsed Trump in 2016, then said, yes, he had endorsed Trump. Now, I revile Hillary Clinton as well. But, Trump is even worse as a pathological liar and so on. Trump, who wouldn't even bring himself to condemn the Ku Klux Klan. Trump, who's sexually assaulted all those women, who's a convicted criminal, blah, blah, blah. You shouldn't have him as your poster boy. So what about Nigel Farage? So that's why I think he's unsuitable. His incendiary rhetoric is talking about Romanian crime, a crime wave and stuff like that. Now, I don't have any data on this, but even if a Romanian is in the United Kingdom or more likely to commit crime than others, it's unhelpful to say this. There's already some anti-Romanian prejudice in the United Kingdom, and don't aggravate it. And I'm not just saying that because I'm fond of some Romanians. It could be any ethno-religious group. I mean, I don't think that Nigel Farage is a racialist. His first wife was Irish, hurrah, and his second wife's a German. He's going out with a French woman at the moment. I say, yeah, but they're all white. Okay, that's true. So, yeah, and they were their sang-froid of Reform UK about leaving the European Union without a trade deal. Well, I couldn't share that. I thought that was rash. I'm glad there was an agreement with the European Union. Obviously, there were a few teething problems. Leaving the EU with trade, I think it would have been a lot worse if it weren't for that. So it would have been foolhardy at best to leave without some sort of agreement. And obviously the agreement was less than perfect. It wasn't good for fishing. There's this Northern Ireland protocol thing. And that's what the great majority of people, both nationalists and unionists, want. I think it was right to have that. Republic of Ireland, I'm glad that we have good relations with the United Kingdom, partly because of that. And the idea you can tear this up unilaterally, and there will be no harmful consequences, again, is foolish and short-sighted. So Reform UK, they are over-promising. They're being unrealistic. They're appealing to some very ignorant people, sadly, Reform UK. I mean, I do agree with them. We have to have government efficiency. There's a huge amount wasted on wokery and things like that. We don't need DEI, which is just racism and sexism. So scrap all these unnecessary jobs and have less government spending. We don't want hyper-regulation. I don't like the HRification of the United Kingdom. I don't like the war on freedom, the oppression that the left represents, taking away our free speech. And yes, I'm rancorously disappointed with the Conservative Unionist Party, which, as even Kemi Badenoch said, has talked right and acted left. And or Peter Hitchens has said for decades, has actively advanced the leftist agenda. And the very best failed to halt the onward march of the left. So Reform UK is now being opportunistic, espousing this leftist economic policies. They reckon they've hoovered up as many former Conservatives as they can get. So now they have to nod to the left and pick up some former Labour voters. I think their ceiling is quite low. They're about 30% of the opinion polls. I can't see them doing better than that in the next election. I mean, although that is a tremendous result for them, considering where they were just a few years ago. So do not vote for Reform United Kingdom, despite you being tempted. Thanks for watching the channel. Other things I should point out is we're reaching tipping point. If you're an ambitious youngster going to politics, you would have gone to the Conservative Party a few years ago. You might say the Conservative Party's on the down and down. Is Reform UK's on the up and up? I'm going to throw it in my lot with Reform United Kingdom. So don't split the anti-Labour vote. That now redounds to Reform UK's advantage. Look at Scotland. I mean, until about 2010, if you're a leftist going to politics, the obvious thing was to join Labour. They won most of the time. Then it flipped and joining the Scottish National Party gave you a better chance of being elected. Having said that, the real dividing line is that do you believe in the United Kingdom or not? Because if you do, don't join the SNP. But anyway, that aside, now it's obviously turning back in Scotland and looks like if you're a leftist and you want to get elected, the smart thing to do in North Britain is to join Labour, not the SNP. So it can change. Right. Thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then PayPal, George Callahan 79. at gmail.com. Goodbye.